Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something?
Frank, right now, I think Barry should be singing, don't you?
I don't know. Kind of has that Leave It to Beaver kind of Ricky Nelson goes to town feel.
Go I heard I've got like the Barry White voice, you know?
Yeah. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, no, wait a minute. I'll go back on that.
No, don't go back. I think we just.
There you go.
I was about cooking something up with me.
Oh, that was worth going back.
Definitely worth going back.
All right. Yeah. I'm leaving. Good night.
Wow.
I'll just drop the mic.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis,
well,
yeah.
Here's a 6 foot, 9 inch, you know, I mean, and Barry's one of these young, you know, athletic, you know, the good looking types. And when he went.
What am I, chopped
that,
liver?
Yeah, Chubby, yeah. Don't say anything.
Ouch. Okay. Ouch. I went from Shrek to Chubby. All right, you got to admit, you do have that whole Leave It to Beaver thing. I think you can really pull that off, man.
Yeah, I mean, what's his, like, Leave It to Beaver and
Dolly
the
Wally.
Rock had a baby, you know?
If you want to see me, just type tarpinworld.com.
Oh, really? We're going to plug it?
Yeah, just let's plug in so right, they can really see me, you know?
Right, and it, the only thing they're missing is the visual of you going, me. Say that song. I'm sorry, Barry. I've known you since you were a little tiny kid.
Cap, you're not doing that, Cap.
Picture in your mind forever now, right?
You're not doing that.
Do you have PTSD from that now, Frank?
Me.
Wow. That was. Why didn't you do it in your voice?
I don't know.
Look at this guy now.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's why I didn't do it.
Too many Captain Morgans over
there.
All right. Pull it in.
Captain Morgan had nothing to do with that. That was all about Barry's face, man.
Yes.
That will never get better than that.
No. He was really struggling to get up there, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was the pinched. It was the pulled back lips and the pinched teeth and the squinty
eyes.
Yeah,
the squinty eyes. The squinty eyes did it.
If you're going to hit that note, you got to have squinty eyes. All right. We are going to talk about cooking fish.
Yes, we are.
Pastor Donnie,
yes.
You said you had a recipe. What are we talking about?
We're going to try to do a salmon recipe. We don't catch salmon here in Florida, but we can buy it. We can buy it at Publix. That's our plug. We had a Publix.
There you go.
Publix. All right. So we plug Publix. They are not our sponsor, by the way, but we're really eager.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we throw it out there a lot.
If not, we can maybe use the gas station next door with their pizza.
Ooh, No. It's still talking to me. That's gas station pizza. Just don't do it, guys. It's still talking. All right. So what we're going to do is talk about salmon fishing. We had a guy out on the boat today. He's from Michigan. They do a lot of salmon fishing up there. Some walleye fishing, and it's been a while. It's been a while since I went that route, but I do buy the salmon in the grocery store like everybody else does. And
actually, there's
so
a guy
this
down
guy
here.
Fishes for walleye and salmon.
Yes,
now,
and you pick salmon.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Now,
well, I've got walleye recipes too.
I'm going to introduce you to Rick, Rick Seafood.
Yes,
because you call him and you say, "Listen, I want this one. You can find it." And he goes to all these different places. He'll find it, bring it right out to you.
I love it.
And, I mean, whether it's stone crab claws or the best salmon in the world. I mean, he makes the best smoked salmon you've ever had.
I'm in. Mm. I love to eat. I'm with that. Actually, I need the guy to catch the sailfish. I got to take Dad sailfishing. I got to.
Oh, yeah. So. I'll get you a hold. That's the guy who sells us pen rods and reels.
Right. Mm. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Gary.
Oh. I've been totally nice to him. I think all right.
Yeah, I mean Gary's a really good guy. He'll get him out there doing it.
Hey Gary from Penn.
He's the one who said God and Fishing was the best show we did.
Amen to that.
So
until last episode?
Well, last
until
episode.
The right. last episode. Yes.
It was still a good episode, guys. Come on. All right. So anyway, we're going to do a salmon recipe. Okay. There is a walleye recipe. We're going to hit that on another show, but this one's going to be salmon because I'm actually hungry for it. It's been a while since I had it. You could do salmon a hundred thousands of different ways. I mean, it could be simply butter and lemon, a little bit of garnish on top. You can do it that way. You can literally fry it if you want to, bake it if you want to. You can put it on a grill if you want to. But this one's going to be on the grill. okay? We're going to do this on a grill. We're going to need some aluminum foil.
And a brick.
And a what?
A brick.
A brick?
Yes.
We want a brick.
Yes.
We don't want a brick.
Okay.
You want a brick.
Just check it.
You want a brick.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, I'll give you my recipe after we're done.
Oh, let's do
it. It includes a brick?
Yes.
I don't know why we're putting a brick on a grill.
Okay, well,
it'll make sense after I tell it.
The all suspense right. is like yeah. keeping me really.
Shall I let him go first?
Well, now you have something to look forward to.
Should I go
end
first?
Of the
show? Right? Is he going to go first or should
I? No,
I should
go first because
it's right, going to add to what you have to say.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let's do it that way.
All yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're going to be aluminum foil. You're going to take a pretty nice little slab of salmon. I mean, salmon gets pretty nice in size, but you get a nice size salmon. Put you some butter on the aluminum foil. Not a lot. Drizzle a little bit of olive oil on top of that. Put your salmon down on top of that. Skin side down. Okay.
Now, is this a fillet or are you
yes, a fillet.
Staking it?
Fillet.
Okay.
Do a nice little size of fillet on it.
With the skin on.
Skin on, skin down.
Okay.
All right. And then on.
I don't mean to be too much. No. Is it scales still on it? Or do you
what in the world is that, Frank?
I don't know. All right, I'm all right. trying to stop it.
That sounds like a. Why did you start it? That's a quick. What?
So does the scale? I mean, does the skin still have the scales on it?
No, or, no, no.
Okay, clean, so they already scaled.
Yeah, clean
okay.
that off.
All right,
yeah, clean fishy, that off.
Fishy, fishy.
Somebody put too many buttons over there for him.
Yeah,
yes, yeah, sorry.
Definitely.
All right, we're voting too many buttons for Frank. All right, so skin side down.
Okay.
You're gonna have a little bit of butter underneath that, drizzled out some olive oil on top of that. On top of the fish, you're going to put you some different peppers, green peppers, red peppers, some banana peppers, onions.
Folks won't find us now because...
What are you doing, Frank?
I literally just hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
I'm totally getting... I can't use that word. Distracted.
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 I'm trying to do my job over here. I'm like the producer guy.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm working on it. It's a work in progress here.
Normally I say distracted, but okay. All right, whatever. All right. Easy over, Frank. So now you're going to put some of these different vegetables up on top that you want. Some little bit of diced tomato. You want to keep those dry as possible, so kind of use a paper towel, damp okay. those out. Put that up on top.
And we know you like the heat, so you're probably going to put a few extra like jalapeno slices in there, right?
That's coming next.
Okay.
All right. They have this thing at Publix plug. It's jalapeno peppers, but it's in ground. It's powder. So you're going to sprinkle that on top pretty liberally. Sprinkle that up on top, okay? Get that going pretty well. Then take you some actual jalapenos, dice them down pretty fine, and you want that goes right up on top.
Ooh, this is getting good.
The last thing you're going to put is four cheese Mexican blend shredded cheese. You're going to put that right up on top, okay?
I've never had salmon with cheese. That sounds interesting.
You're
okay.
missing it, man. You're missing okay. it. Now you're going to fold your aluminum foil over, wrap it up nice and tight. You want a nice, tight little deal. Sit it on your grill. Cook it for about 20, 25 minutes. You do not have to flip it. You just keep it in there about low to medium heat. Just put it in there and let her cook. Absolutely knock you out delicious. Very, very good way of eating it.
About how long does it take on the grill?
Way to pay attention. 20 to 25
I'm just reiterating.
Reiterating.
One
yes.
more time. The third time's a charm.
Like, third time's a charm.
It cooks a lot like...
I honestly don't cook in
saltwater fish down here, time-wise.
Yeah.
The only benefit that you have with the salmon is it does have some oil.
Yep.
In it, so it doesn't dry out.
Is that
as
what you
quickly.
Keep the skin on? Is that does that have a factor?
It's just a flavor on that part.
Some people actually like to eat the skin.
Yes, it's got a good flavor to it.
Okay, I've never eaten salmon skin.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, here, let's be real. In the restaurants, it rarely comes with skin.
No, it doesn't.
So that's.
Red Lobster, I think.
But
does.
If you go to Publix, yeah. you can buy it with the skin
that's
on.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Go to Publix. Yeah, yeah. Let's get the skin
damn.
On. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, 20, 25 minutes on a grill. And like yeah. I said, you're not putting a lot of heat to this. Just under medium heat. Just let it sit in there. You yeah. have it nice and tight packed. Just let it cook.
If you go too hot, you're going to end up overcooking the salmon and undercooking your vegetables.
Yes.
Mm.
So you've got to kind of simmer it in that butter and olive oil.
And that's a key. What
the moisture coming out of the salmon will help steam the yep. vegetables on top.
So there's a lot of nice little ingredients in that salmon already. It's a beautifully oily, not too oily, but it's an oily fish. you got your butter and you got your olive oil. All that mixes together. That causes your steam to go up and do your vegetables, kind of cleans that out. And then your cheese is going to be nice and kind of like brownish.
Right, know? It's going to have that little
bit of crust. Oh my gosh, is it so good. It's
going to be encapsulated. Like, there's going to be cheese on the top encapsulating the steamed vegetables that is from the heat of the fish.
Yep.
All right, first of all, not all of us, are college students. Encapsulated? Come on, really? Seriously?
It's like a dome.
There we go. West Virginia. No, you're right. Encapsulated. But I was just going with our listeners. Frank's over got that 1,000-mile stare. He's like, I have no idea what encapsulated is.
That's what's happening with the headphones on his ears. He's trying to hear it, not hear it right now.
I am actually just...
You're looking for other noises, aren't you?
No, I'm actually just catching up my work, getting all this stuff done.
You're not even paying attention to me, Frankie?
Not at all.
Wow.
I actually, for the very first time since we've ever done these programs, no, I didn't.
Ouch.
I had no idea what you guys were
saying. Frank, this is our show, babe.
Wait, how many?
And he's from Salmon Country.
Yes, and this is the number one show on the air. All right, second. Mm-hmm. Is this number one? This is number one.
But the real question is, how long
is it? In my book, it's number one.
No, well, this is like number four.
Hey, you know what? Don't bust my bubble. Stay over in the corner.
You do, you know, like three of the top four, so.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, Frank, how long does it take to cook this recipe?
I'm going to say
I messed
one
up.
Inch an hour.
No, Radio Land, no. All right.
Way off.
Captain. Oh, actually, Captain Kel. Because we have two captains.
Captain.
We have two captains. One of you guys got to get promoted. Ooh, technically three captains.
You call me Master Captain.
What?
I do have
Morgan?
Do we have a Master Captain license? Do you have a Master Captain license?
No, I don't.
I do.
Can't call you Master.
I'm just a regular.
What if I call you MC?
Now, hey, cool. I have a master's license.
See,
you have a
master's license?
I'm a merchant marine
officer. First of all, you
got
to be over 5 foot tall, Frank. Stay out of the conversation. Bam! All
right. Go back to pushing buttons.
Yeah, and under 70. Over 5 foot, under 70, all right?
All right, first I'm not. Now you know why I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, go back to pushing buttons.
We don't need you right now.
It's safer.
I think we're pushing his buttons now.
So I think...
all right, so we're going to call you MC and we'll go with Captain over here.
All right, I think Frank's just picking up a brick right now to throw at you. Which is a nice segue into Kale's recipe.
Let's go with this brick.
Yes.
What type of brick? Is it
it's
like
a brick
from someone's driveway?
If I'm using fillets, I'll use a regular brick. If I'm cooking steaks, then I'll use a paver.
Like legitimately a paver, you can go someone's driveway and pull
12
out.
12 by 12 by 1 inch.
All right, as the chef on the air, I'm totally interested, but I'm not going to endorse this until I actually try it. So let's go.
Wait, the real question is, does the paver, can you buy these at Publix?
No.
Do you drive over first?
Oh, Home Depot. Okay, so Home Depot.
Are we using used bricks and pavers, or are we going with new here?
I like new ones.
All right, new ones. All right, we're going to go with new ones.
Is there chemicals on those things?
Like kind of, sort of. A little bit. I mean,
it doesn't matter because my recipe is very similar to his.
Oh, knock this out. Let's go. I want to hear it.
It's same stuff on it. And the only difference is at the end you throw away the salmon and eat the brick.
What?
Yeah, you throw away the salmon and eat the brick.
All right, what Kale is trying to say is you heat the brick up, you put it in there, you put the salmon on it, you put all the spices and everything on it, then you throw the salmon away and eat the brick.
I think I was
raised in salmon country. That's 18 years of eating salmon and trout.
You don't,
and I am trouted out. I can't even pass a fillet of salmon without throwing up in my mouth a little bit.
Wow,
I can't stand the stuff.
But did you hear the recipe is so good?
Yeah, I'd scrape it all off and eat the cheese and vegetables.
Even with encapsulated cheese,
I cannot stand salmon.
Now we know.
I'm actually going to have to listen to this. That actually sounded good.
What is it? What is wrong with you?
Well, I didn't have my headphones on. I was working.
Frank!
Wow. That actually sounds like it would be a really good recipe.
All right, for the Radio Land,
that actually
heard this.
Makes the brick taste better.
Yeah, but no.
I would lick that brick, really. Like,
will we leave the brick out of this segue here?
Lick this brick.
No.
That's it's just a gonna, brick.
No, house. Okay, no. No bricks. All right, so back on the moral of the story, no eating the brick. Salmon's really good.
Salmon is good for about 10 years. Then after that, it gets old.
For you.
honestly, but I'm going to be real. I want to experience like fresh salmon that I've caught. I have not done that yet. I did go to Alaska for the first time, and it was way too early for the salmon run this past year. And
we used to go to Lake Ontario every year.
How does it taste?
Amazing.
Like when you catch it yourself. Like, I know what real fish tastes like when you catch it compared to it in the restaurant.
No comparison.
Before I got tired of it, I actually did like it. And we used to do it a lot of different ways. Cooking it on the grill, pan searing it, baking it, smoking it.
Yeah, smoking is another good way of doing it, too.
And it was just salmon. Because normally up there, salmon's going to be 30 to 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A
just
good
one fish.
Keeper-sized fish.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep it. You're out there trolling in 300 feet of water, and these fish are 80 feet down. You're fishing them with plugs behind a downrigger.
And they fight.
And they fight. And they're going to come all the way up the surface, see the boat swim all the way down to the bottom, 300 feet. And you're going to winch them up. They're going to see the boat and right back down to the bottom.
They run that far
down.
Yes. Like they make that type
right of to the bottom. Bang their head off the bottom. And after about three trips of that, they come up belly up. They're dead.
Yeah,
you got to keep them.
When you say
they're
dead, they're like they're not in a release.
They're done.
No, they're
not,
dead.
You're not
literally
fighting
to the death.
Yeah, they're done.
These are fish that are on their way to breed.
Oh, of course. So.
They die once they breed, anyways.
Right.
So they're not in the healthiest of conditions to survive that.
I remember that night, June 1978. Man, I was there. Yeah.
I'm worried about Frank right now.
Yeah.
Frank, come back.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
but, yeah, these are fighting fish. They put up a tremendously good fight for you. They're a lot of fun to catch. But, like you said, once they're up, they're yours. You're not going to be throwing this bad boy back. You're going to eat it. And it's an amazing fish. It's absolutely amazing. But the fun... Half of it is catching it because it is a runner. I mean, and you're not going to stop him.
See, and that's the thing with me. Everything with me.
You're not going to stop Kale either.
With,
no.
With salmon.
It's just
going to kind of
go on and on.
Done.
Yeah.
I could care less not to go salmon fishing ever in my life again. I don't like trolling.
Okay.
I despise trolling.
I love trolling.
From salmon fishing.
Oh. You've had some really traumatic issues with salmon.
I have. Yeah.
Traumatic.
I've got salmon PTSD.
I feel like a salmon rode all over him one time. It's like that was the final straw.
If you're a father of two sons, guess who's running the downriggers?
Yeah.
The two sons.
Yeah.
Up 10 feet, down 20 feet, up 10 feet. So we're constantly manning. And, of course, we have to trade off driving. And if you turn... too sharp, everything comes up in a tangled mess, and that's not good. And
no.
I hated nothing more in my life than salmon fishing.
Wow.
I get it.
Walleye fishing, I'm there.
Yeah. Walleye's a good fish.
I'm there. Salmon fishing, nope, you can leave me at home.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to fish for it. I don't want to touch it.
We'll do another recipe the next time with the walleye because they have a beautiful cheek to it, kind of like our groupers. And it's got
to be a big walleye to get any meat off that
there
cheek.
There is nothing better than walleye cheeks.
That's good. It's good stuff. Fresh. Think about this. Freshwater cheeks that are sweet. And it's just, man, wow. And it's a nice chunk. You know what I mean?
I saw some girl at the store on Christmas Eve with some nice cheeks, Frank. She was like really pretty.
Mm-mm.
But you're not going to deep fry those.
No.
Nope, we're not.
Can't put butter on it, though.
Yeah, but that gets you. You're not allowed around schools and stuff like that.
No.
Okay.
To get you
Frank,
some sort of
save
list.
Us, Frank.
Frank is like holding back something over there. He doesn't even. Oh gosh, he's like biting his tongue. Look at him.
Are you even paying attention to us, Frank?
Oh, I'm watching, hoping the time's going to run out here.
We went from a really, really nice. You know,
man,
salmon
all kind
of, recipe
I'm
to a
on,
brick.
Come
on,
I'm
Frank.
Actually thinking this was Kale's fault. Everything was fine until he said, yeah, I really like what you said, except it sucks. I hate it, and I never want to do it, and don't ever talk to me about it.
And this is the radio show to make people eat salmon fish.
Captain's got to go down with the ship, Frank.
Yeah.
We're at Lake Ontario.
Yeah, that's where we did it. Was Lake Ontario?
You're, that's where you're going to sink your ship with the captain.
Yeah, yeah.
We would do Lake Ontario or Lake Ontario for salmon.
You know,
Lake,
we could have cut his mic. We could have easily cut his mic, but and Frank wasn't even paying attention.
Beautiful country.
I can honestly tell you, here's Kale going down with his ship.
Pretty much.
Ride that little brown boat, buddy.
Yep.
No. Wow.
Oh, I can agree with that. Oh, I can agree with that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I'm all of a sudden in the mood for Hawaiian music. Okay. So,
I'm not talking
in a recap, give me, I got basically about a minute and a half.
I thought we was going to do a prayer right now.
Well,
let's do a prayer.
As a recap, you cook the salmon.
Cook the salmon.
Throw it away, eat the brick.
No! Right. Oh. No!
What's your recipe again?
Cook the recipe. What?
Cook the recipe.
Live in the full. Put the fish in. Put the skin side down after you've already got it prepared. Put you some butter and olive oil.
I do have a question
there.
For you. Do you eat the skin?
Yes, okay. I do. I love it. It's crispy. It's delicious.
Get your omegas in, guys.
Yes.
Save us here, Danny. A little bit of saying grace here.
For the love of God. Kale, you're killing me. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a wonderful day and for the meal, Father, that you're going to prepare for us. Father, we give you thanks for all things. And Father, we just ask you to bless these things, nurse it to our body, and give our body the strength to serve you. Father, we're also reminded there's many doing without. We pray for them, Father. We pray for their hunger to be fed and their shelter be placed above them, Father.
And give them bricks.
No. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, okay. Well, we actually got to... I might have read the time wrong.
Oh, my God, Frank. What do we got, 10 minutes? It can't be 10 minutes.
No, Barry, take that rum away from
just,
him.
Just almost about off. A minute.
About a minute. All right, luminiful, fish, the skin side down, a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil. Put your fish in there. Put your vegetables on top of that, your onions chopped, peppers chopped. Put you some jalapeno seasoning on top. It's powdered up, jalapeno powder. Put you some fresh jalapenos diced up on top of that, and then four.
You can slow down a little bit.
You said a minute.
I know, but I might have misread it.
Oh, for the love of God. Then you take some Mexican four blend cheese, place that on top of that, wrap it up nice and tight, put it on a grill, put it on low to medium heat. You want it a little bit low so that it won't burn up too much, and you can cook your vegetables in it. It's going to cook for about 20, 25 minutes, and what a meal you will have. It's very good.
Okay.
Are we now almost finished, Frank?
Almost.
You're killing me. Guys.
Okay.
Frank and Kale was just bad boys today. But love them anyway.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And this has been Cooking Fish. Fishing Frank here. Pastor Donnie over there. And right there dead in the middle is Captain and Captain. And it ain't Morgan and Morgan.
I thought
it
was Captain
Barry.
And MC. Master Captain.
No, I'm the only one with a master's license.
Oh, I thought he had a master's license.
I got
license.
Master's.
Oh, you got your master's too?
Captain
Master.
Oh,
look at that.
Can we call it Captain Master?
Throw him on the table. We're measuring him.
Oh,
bye. Good night, boys and girls. We'll catch you on the next Cooking Fish.